This is the StarQuest Headlines 2-Minute Update for October 25th, 2018, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Dom Bethanelli. We mentioned yesterday that NASA was trying to keep the ancient Hubble Space Telescope alive, despite four of its six gyroscopes having failed. Well, it turns out the fix was the same that the guy at tech support at Best Buy gives you. Have you tried turning it off and on? Of course, the actual process was a lot more complicated than just flipping a switch, but by essentially restarting one of the malfunctioning gyros, they were able to get it back up and running and thus extend the life of the nearly 30-year-old telescope a little while longer. Did you know that trick-or-treating on Halloween has Catholic origins? Of course, Halloween is the Eve of All Hallows, hence the name, which we now call the Vigil of All Saints Day, on November 1st. And then November 2nd is All Souls Day. Well, in several European cultures, people used to bake soul cakes in honor of the faithful departed on October 31st, and children would go door-to-door on All Saints and All Souls Day, begging for the cakes in exchange for prayers for deceased loved ones. And so you can see how that would morph over time into our current tradition of candy begging. London is getting a distinctly Harry Potter look to it these days after a new Potter-inspired light art installation has gone up near St. Paul's Cathedral. The display of 9 15-foot wands from the books and movies line a walkway between the Millennium Bridge and St. Paul's, providing a 30-minute twinkling display after dark. It was created to raise awareness for J.K. Rowling's children's charity Lumos and is timed to coincide with the November 13 launch of the Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald movie. Disney is apparently trying to decide whether it's time to reboot the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Even though the five-movie franchise only just launched in 2003, some industry watchers think it may be an attempt to redo the profitable property without Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow, who has been the continuous and most recognizable element in every film, even as Depp's public life has made scandal-averse Disney increasingly uncomfortable. But it's all still up in the air, and the rum-swigging Jack may be back to sail the seven seas again. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every weekday at sqpn.com/headlines. And if you could help SQPN in our nonprofit mission to explore the intersection between faith and pop culture, please visit sqpn.com/give. Thank you so much. I'm Dom Bethanelli.